Hey everybody, welcome to Fatso Radio, episode number 79. How you doing? I know my wife doesn't like it, but it doesn't matter because I like it. Episode number 79, folks, and tonight I bring you Jen Sicoli. Jen and I have known each other a long time, probably about 15 or maybe even 20 years, but we have a great chat nonetheless. Of course we have a great chat, probably because we've known each other for so long, but we have a great discussion about energy, healing energies, different modalities, yoga, meditation, and much more than that. So please put your hands together for Jen and welcome her to the Fatso Radio Studios. But also, don't forget to check out Volpe Martial Arts. Volpe Martial Arts is KW's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido martial arts school. Check them out. Sifu Adam Volpe, that's my brother. He's a head instructor there. Check it out. Also, this episode is brought to you by Papa Earth. PapaEarth.ca. Check them out. And don't forget to use the code word there, Fatso Meat, to save yourself $10 off a small box or $20 off a large box. Locally sourced meat delivered right to your door, Alberta and Ontario. Check them out, folks. All right, it's time to go. Episode number 79. Jen, I love you, babe. Thanks so much for your time and your love and your knowledge and your wisdom. As always, I hope to see you soon. It was great chatting with you. Lily, take it away.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat for goodness sake.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso,
Hey everybody, welcome to Fatso Radio, episode number 79, and tonight I have a very, very special guest. All my guests are special, but Jen is a special guest from Sault Ste. Marie, hometown, Jennifer Sicoli, everybody. So welcome, Jen.
Thank you.
Jen, like I said, I've known Jen for, I don't know, I want to say over 20 years, right? We're not that old.
Really?
20 years, definitely, around there. And so like I said, we grew up in Sault Ste. Marie together, but I want to bring Jen on board today to chat and to discuss her business and your philosophy, Jen, and all the things that you're into. So you have a business, Bloom.
Yeah.
And let's get into it, Jen. So let's get into the business itself, but even maybe before the business itself, what kind of got you to that, right? What kind of motivated you or to get you to that?
Yeah.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you. I think growing up north, and you would attest to this, that I was always deeply connected to nature, and we spent a ton of time outside every season, right? And I knew the healing powers of nature. And then I also was a competitive dancer, so I knew the power of movement therapy and moving your body and feeling good. So when I was quite young, I knew I wanted to do something in that realm. Of course, life gets away from you. And about 11 years ago, I had a trauma that kind of shook everything awake. And I started to kind of go on this healing journey for 11 years and found all these different things that worked for me. So yoga, meditation, Reiki, energy healing. And I knew that I wanted to create basically that space, that healing space for other people to come to on their own journeys, basically.
That's it. So when you started Bloom, it was initially, it was like personal training or kind of boot camps you were saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of evolved.
It did. And I think, I don't know, maybe it's just as I don't want to say our ages because, you know, you already age us at the top.
By the way, we both look great for our age, so who cares?
I think as I've gotten older, I've just started to now learn the power of stillness and coming back to yourself and your breath. So regardless of, like, I started as a personal trainer knowing my intention was to add yoga to the mix of those classes being offered. But I had no idea at the time that eventually I would get so deep into different types of meditation and come into then Reiki energy healing and doing different mediumship stuff like oracle card readings. Like, I had no idea that I would morph down the spiritual line too, but I think regardless of what it is, whether it's, you know, personal training or yoga or even dance, sometimes I work that into how I develop my yoga practices. It's all movement, which helps the body just sort of shed stuff and kind of come back to balance.
So did you want to get into a little bit of the trauma itself, or did you want to kind of just let's talk about maybe how we work through it or whatever you want to do. I mean, up to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
no, I'm totally fine with that. Okay. Like I've It's funny because, well, it's on my website, and sometimes people read the story and they're like, I want to know a bit more. And I'm like, okay, like, sure. Yeah. I've come to the space where I can do that. But basically, I had, it was about 11 years ago in June, where I, well, it was supposed to be during a normal childbirth, basically. But stuff sort of hit the fan, and I ended up having 4 surgeries all within 12 hours of each other, which is not great for your body. It's a bit of a shock, but the last surgery, basically they were just trying to desperately save my life. And the last surgery, I had a 10% chance of surviving, and they actually sort of had prepped my husband for the potential that if I even made it through that surgery, that me making it through the night would be really not great. Like the chances wouldn't be great just because of the risk of infection, which is why they don't generally do 4 surgeries in the same day. So, I had probably about 50 blood transfusions, which they told me after was, enough for about 8 people. So of course, when I woke up, I couldn't open my eyes. I was fully intubated. I couldn't talk or anything like that, but I was trying to do sign language. And I remember feeling like my mom's hand and that feeling of love and that energy. And I kid you not, that's what got me through. And then started my healing journey, right? After I left the hospital, of course, it was to come home and continue to heal myself and learn how to do basic things. Like just even walking was very tiring. Wow. For me, it was obviously it had residual effects on number of avenues, you know, both physical and mental. Mm-hmm. And that's then how I kind of started getting into some of the more holistic mm-hmm. things for healing. I did talk therapy, of course, for trauma, and I didn't feel it was a good fit for me. I already am pretty open, honest book, and it was easy for me to talk to people already about what I was kind of going through. Though it was good to dig into pieces, I needed to physically actually do something. And so those somatic-based kind of therapies like dance, like yoga, are starting to prove to be really successful for people who've gone through trauma and who have struggled with mental health. And I think that's why, like, I was so heavily attracted to them. I've been doing yoga. I found yoga actually in my university days, and it was sort of my supplement to dance after my teenage
just after years. You finished your peak dance years, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, I moved from dance to yoga because it was like, to me, almost very basically similar. It's a set, you know, sequence of postures that you could get lost in and move to music, right? So I did yoga for probably about 10 years before having kids, and then had to hit pause, of course, once the trauma happened. But eventually I found my way back and into meditation and into energy healing, which is what sort of drew me to then do Reiki at some point. So
yeah, well, let's get into that. Perfect segue. Reiki. What how did you get introduced to Reiki? Now I don't know if you know this or not, but I think I'm level 1 and 2 trained. Now yeah. I should know that better, but it's been a few years for me now, and I really was interested in it, and I'm still interested, of course. I don't know that much about it, of course, but please, like, let me know, how did you get into it? And then if you can expand on it, what is it for you? I know it's quite powerful for a lot of people. It's amazing.
Yeah. Like I'm trying to think of what year it would have been in my trauma that I found energy medicine. I started going to a woman who did therapeutic touch. She used essential oils. I got into that. I got into this meditation. And then I started seeing different energy healers and just dabbling in them all. And I had the largest shifts mentally, especially by doing those. And I think it was at some point when I was teaching yoga, I met this client who came in, and she never told me who she was, but she was a Reiki master, a shamanic healer. And I just eventually was like, you know what? I need to do this. I need to take... To be honest with you, like, I took Reiki to simply do my own self-healing every day and to be able to then do it on my children as well. Awesome. Because you know, you want to, of course, do everything you can as a mother to help your children's healing.
Yep.
And it's a tool, right? Yeah. Why am I going to these different energy healers if I can learn how to do this myself? The funny thing is that it ended up being, like, I saw the shift it created, especially in Nico, my youngest, and even in myself, like, how much it changed me that I was like, oh my gosh, I need to do this for my clients.
Wow.
So I took Reiki 2, which then gives you the ability to do Reiki on other people.
Yeah.
Because I wanted my clients to be able to come to yoga and connect to their breath, and I could also send them good healing energy and love, and they could feel my energy as being this accepting, warm space, right?
Gotcha.
But then I got addicted with that whole thing that I was like, oh my gosh, like now I want to empower my clients to be able to do this too. So I took Reiki 3 and or advanced Reiki, some people call it that. And then I took my Reiki Masters to basically give me this whole toolbox of symbols to use. And I don't know, the sessions still, like, they blow my mind, because especially in this time and space that we're in with the pandemic, everything's been via distance. And I still can't believe, like, how, and like, I know it works, but I can't believe how amazing even the distance healing sessions have been.
So this is a real testament, I guess, to it working. I mean, if it worked through long distance, this is a great test.
Yeah. Well, and it's this concept, right? That, like, we're all made up of energy, and as such, we're all connected, right? We're all one. And because of that, it doesn't matter how far apart we are, we can feel each other's energy even via this meeting, right?
Yep.
Or when I connect to people, even in Susan Marie for Reiki energy healing, right? Like, it can be,
you know, and even like to that point, even thinking about somebody, right? Just there's a connection,
yeah.
Right? Just thinking, hey,
yeah.
before the show tonight, we say, oh, I'm going to be thinking, I'm talking to Jen, what are we going to talk about? You're right. There's that, and it's funny because hippies have always said, right? We're all connected, man. Yep. We're all connected, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, totally. The jury's out and we are connected. So
yeah,
it's interesting.
To see how easily it actually happens, even if I have somebody who's a bit more skeptical or nervous or anything like that,
sure.
To see how easily it happens is sort of mind blowing. And I don't know if it helps that I've had personal experiences with it, or if it helps that I think for years, I mean, I think we're all innately intuitive. I think we just forget, as we grow up and go through things.
Mm-hmm.
But I can remember even times when I was a young girl, like I was always a bit clairvoyant and I was terrified of that. Right. And I would shut that down. I'm like, no, thanks.
Yeah. Well, it's not normal, right? It would be, quote unquote, not normal.
Exactly. It wasn't considered that at all.
Yeah.
So, and when my son was born, my youngest, he was very clairvoyant and would say things to me all the time. And I was like, wow, okay. I'm like, wow. This doesn't have to be a scary thing, right?
Yeah.
Like this can be a really empowering thing too. So I don't know if that all helps me do the Reiki or if it's just, I have a great group of clients. I don't know.
Yeah. I have a question. So when people are introduced to Reiki for the first time or they're fairly new to it, how is it? Is it well received or is it a mixed bag? I'm always kind of curious on that. I mean, I guess it depends on how people come to you, right? How do they hear about it?
I think it is a mixed bag because I think it's a difficult concept to explain. I think it's difficult to understand. It's even hard for me to sometimes explain exactly how it works, right? Like there's this healing, like it sounds a little crazy to say, like, there's this healing energy in Mother Earth and we can all channel it through our hand chakras once they're awakened.
Yep.
And then we're attuned and then we can do all these really powerful symbols and it sounds really out there.
Yeah. But
right?
At the same time, at the same time, it sounds so almost simple that it's perfect.
Yeah. You know, exactly.
To a child, you'd be like, okay, yeah, I get it. I don't know. Oh, yeah. They must understand better than us.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like my kids, like they love it. Nico, especially cause he's such a feeler. He's just like it right away. He knows exactly what I'm doing, where I'm doing it, even if I'm not hands on.
Wow.
And I think it's like the way I try to explain it to people to simplify is that it's like when you go to the beach and you feel so amazing when you come home from the beach, it's that energy that just brings your body back into this balance, and really it's all available to all of us, and your body wants to be in balance. It's just life gets in our way a lot. And it just brings you back to that place of peace and balance where your body can do what it does, which is heal itself, right? Like it really can when you give it the love and attention it needs.
Yeah, and I guess get rid of all the other junk, right?
Yeah. And I think, so some people are like, oh my gosh, that sounds really cool. And I think until you have your first experience with it, it's a difficult thing to understand or explain. And when you have your first experience with it, you're like, oh my gosh. Right? Like it's a little bit like it takes you back a bit.
Yeah.
As a perfect example, my husband's totally a skeptic. And every time I treat him, whatever it's for, whether it's headache, whatnot, it always fades. He usually falls asleep and he gets the relaxation that like he can't normally do. Like he's not a meditator.
Okay. Yeah.
And so it takes him to that space for him. And he's even sort of blown away and not sure how to explain it, right?
Yeah.
So I think everyone's a skeptic until they have their first sort of idea with it, or their first, you know, actual treatment. So it's interesting. Like it is a mixed bag. Like I would say half of my clients are totally on board with it. They've all tried it at least once and they totally love it. But I think that some people just are attracted to those energy type modalities or the more holistic stuff too, right?
Yeah. It's funny because it's interesting because I can imagine, I can speculate. Well, even for myself, when I did the training, I had treatment, like when you just explained what your husband, Luke, because I know Luke so well, but when you explained how Luke kind of felt, that actually made a lot of sense to me, because a couple of the struggles that I had during my training was, hey, I'm not feeling anything, right? But then after, you just reminded me now that I had a very, very general sense of overall calmness with myself.
Yeah.
I just felt completely chilled, you know, more than normal. And I think maybe that was it. And I just didn't know what that was it. You know what I mean by that? Totally. Yeah, I was expecting fireworks maybe.
Yeah. And you know what? Everybody's different. Like I have some clients who they just get that overwhelming feeling of calm that is hard for them to achieve in everyday life.
Yeah, I think so.
Some people feel like almost like stress or tension like lift off their chest, so they can all of a sudden like breathe a bit more deep.
Okay.
Their head, like there's less tension in their head. Some clients are a little more visual like me, and they actually see things too, like colors flowing or different signs and symbols. Like it's everybody's experience is just sort of uniquely theirs, right? And I think for the most part, people, the most common thing people say they feel during it would be tingling or warmth.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that, warmth over body.
Yeah, and it's like you said, it's the same intention as like when we send prayers to somebody or when we send love to somebody. Yeah. It's that intention, that love, that energy that like we're just sending out. So you feel the warm fuzzies, just like when you hug somebody, right?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Yeah.
And it's funny, it's almost taking me kind of a roundabout way in life to realize what prayer did. Now that I don't, I mean, I'm not, you know, I haven't been surrounded by churches that much, you know, gotten older, but as a kid, you know, I went to church like, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
And, but it's funny because now I realize that intention is prayer, right? You can, whatever, right? It's the same thing. So it really makes a lot of sense. And I wish we would have done this when we were kids, but now is better than ever, right? I mean,
I know. And I say that too about my trauma healing, right? Like, I'm like, oh man, if I could have just done my Reiki training, I would have solved it all.
But then, well, you know, wouldn't have a good story though.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that that's just it, right? Everybody who's done anything, right? Like we've all been through so much stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what leads you to eventually what you're doing. And it teaches you all these amazing lessons and makes you be the person or the healer or whatever it is you are, right? Like, and so, yeah, like it's a really powerful tool. Like I do Reiki on myself every day, because I do still struggle with anxiety.
Yeah.
But
there's still the regular life, right? You're still COVID. There's still everything.
Absolutely. And that's what's really fascinating. So COVID, like it should be my anxiety's biggest trigger, sure. Right? Like it should literally take me right back to my trauma, almost losing my life. And I've done really well in this time and space because I use my tools every single day, right? And it doesn't have to be long. Like sometimes I meditate for 5 minutes and I do Reiki for 5 minutes. That's it. Sometimes it's longer. Sometimes I do it multiple times a day. But I've moved through this time and space pretty easily, which blows my mind a little bit.
That's
because
amazing.
10 years ago, that would not have been the case. I don't even think that would have been the case probably 3 years ago. So, So, and even just to be able to help my family through it too, you know, because of course there's lots of anxieties and fears with it. So it's,
yeah, it's a big change for everybody. And, yeah. Now is a lot of your business Reiki, or is it, do you find, like, how do you do a lot of yoga still, or is it a mix? Like,
it's totally a mix. I'm a Gemini, so I'm all about balance, right? Like I got two sides to me. And as such, I balance literally everything I do.
Okay.
So, if 1 week you see me do more of a vinyasa flow yoga, which is a bit more, obviously of a workout, then next week you're going to see me do a restorative yoga practice with a longer, deeper meditation, the yoga nidra.
Okay.
And then you're going to see me also balance that out with classes that, so some of them, a lot of the ones I've been doing lately, I've been adding in oracle readings too, which are just really empowering messages. And so you see me balance everything I do almost equally, especially in this time and space. I have moved maybe a little bit more towards restorative yoga with Reiki at the same time. And then the yoga nidra meditation, which is can be anywhere from about, I usually do at least a 30-minute meditation, but there's also a 45-minute script that I do.
Wow.
Like the more healing things is where I'm at now, maybe, but it's an equal division between yoga, meditation, and Reiki almost always.
Wow. And you were saying earlier before the show started that obviously transitioned to the online, right? The online space now with COVID and everything. And how is that transition? Is it working out okay for you?
It is. I mean, it was bumpy, of course.
For sure. It's a learning curve. Oh, God.
Listen, why I do what I do is because I'm not tech savvy. So, I miss my physical space. It's just far too small to run classes in right now. Because we can't do physical distancing in my space. Like it was pretty tight already. I was limiting like my numbers on who came in, but I still like working with smaller groups because I love that that one-on-one contact.
Yeah.
What surprised me though about moving to online space once I figured out the technical side of things was the fact that, and maybe because I'm an empath and maybe because I do Reiki, but I can feel people's energy as soon as they come into class. We connect, we talk, and then I develop my practices almost more intuitively lately.
Into another side then.
Yeah, like I'm a little bit, I'm a whole lot clairsentient, which is like I can feel things in my body. And so if I'm in a practice and all of a sudden my back is sore, I'm like, okay, we're going to work our backs right now. And then if all of a sudden my one arm, I'm like, okay, we're going to stretch this out. And I've had clients afterwards say to me like, that was perfect. Like my back has been so sore today. I don't know how you did that. And I was like, I don't know.
So you're connecting even sometimes without even knowing. That's gotta be
right. There was no intention necessarily for that to happen, and hopefully I had their I normally always ask for consent, obviously.
Sure.
So I'm like, I guess, you know, it's interesting to me though that they join this online space and we've been able to connect regardless. I've had clients say that like it feels like the same exact class, like we're right there with you in Bloom. The difference is I can't hug my clients.
Yeah. It's amazing, you know, and we've kind of gone through similar things at, you know, my brother's martial arts school, right? Open martial arts. And it's amazing, even though we're connected, you know, through Zoom or Skype or whatever it is, it's that human element's still there. I really thought, I think a lot of people were really worried about it. It's still there. When you're seeing Joe, you're seeing Sally, they're still the same person. Exactly like you said, you feel their energy and I can feel it. You hear it in their voice. You see it in their smile, right? It's like, So I want to say that it's been a good experiment on one hand as well to show people you don't need to be right beside each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
But at the same time, I do appreciate that physicalness too.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I just knew that I needed to continue doing what I was doing because I knew the world needed yoga really badly and meditation and healing of all kinds.
Even more now, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what, I want my clients to still have their safe space to come to. And so I was like, here we go. So I recorded a bunch of videos for them and gave them to them. And we had an online group so that we had that community still and that connection. And then it morphed into, okay, well, let's just take this online.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we do right now just a class once a week. Come the fall, I might stick with the platform until I know for sure it's safe. And make the best of it. Like, I'm just creating these really cool programs that kind of incorporate that whole mind, body, soul concept. I love teaching workshops about like essential oils, crystals, the moon cycles, how to, you know, so the chakras, like that kind of stuff. So I'm going to tie all like the yoga classes to stuff like that. And just make these kind of really great programs for people. Yeah. And yeah, for now anyways, right? Like, I mean, I still have the vision of my beautiful, safe, healing space. So it'll come in time when the world's ready.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing too, right? We're all kind of waiting to see what's going to happen and evolve. But I like it that you know, your business and other businesses, we are evolving. We're pivoting and saying, well, we're going to go online. Let's take advantage of the technology, right? Like you said, even people who are not necessarily tech savvy. Well, that's okay. You have a husband who's tech savvy. You got a friend who's tech savvy. You know, we'll figure it out and let's get it on. And yeah, absolutely.
I love that now I can reach people because I live down south now, but like, I love that I can reach people in Sault Ste. Marie now, right? Yes. Like, I couldn't do that before. Yeah. And it's literally as easy as a click of a button. Like, it's just a link that I send them and they click and then there I am. And it's worked really well. And it shocked me. I'm not going to lie. It shocked me because I thought, oh man, I don't want to be on camera. Yeah. Like, that's not, I'm like, please no. Yeah,
but I bet you within a couple of times, right? No big deal. Or, well, how did you feel?
Yeah. No, you know what? I won't lie that I'm such an emotional feeler of a person. The very first class I taught, I actually cried.
Oh, I can believe it. I believe it.
Because it was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what we needed. This is a big deal, right? Like, we all needed this, you know?
My first podcast guest, I cried after as well. So I could feel it. I believe it. You know what I mean? It's like, you're doing one thing, right? You're like, you're, it's nice when you're being receptive, of course, and people are benefiting from, that's the best thing. You can help one person, right? I mean, I'm sure that's the whole intention behind everybody's business, right?
Oh my gosh. Like, I knew going into this business, I was like, if I could help one person the way that like I knew yoga and Reiki and meditation helped me, I was like, I'll be happy. Yeah. Even if it's one person, right? You know, and my business is small. Like, I pride myself on that small, like, supportive customer service experience, right? Like, my clients know they can write me with anything, and I'm usually very responsive to get back to them. And so I like the fact that it's this little thing, but then at the same time, I'm like, I want to help more people too,
If we build it, it'll come, right? If we build it, you know, exactly.
Yeah.
It's good. Like other small businesses, I'm sure, you know, it starts with family, friends, neighbors, kids you grew up with, you know, relatives, things like that, right? So, and that's the, you know, one of the great things about the internet, many great things, of course, about the internet is that, you know, it does let us connect with people, right? Like you said, even though we're from Sault Ste., both of us are from Sault Ste. Marie, we're down in Kitchener area, Waterloo area. And, you know, is there still quite a few clients back home? Or where are your clients from?
Yeah, most of them are sort of within Southern Ontario, have like a handful from up north now, and I have a handful from the States now. So, only because we moved to this online space, right?
Yeah, and it is a benefit, right? It's one of the things that, you know, traditionally maybe a personal trainer or a yoga instructor or even a Reiki practitioner would have thought, oh, my local space is limited, but now this really is a new space. So,
100%.
Yeah. So Jen, how can people get a hold of you? Where are you available? Like, online? Tell us how we can get in touch with you.
Yeah, basically. So of course I'm on all the channels because, you know, that's how we are now. Yeah. I'm pretty visible on Instagram, which is just Bloom with Jen and with two N's. Okay. And then on Facebook, I think it's actually, so my website and Facebook both are Breathe, Stretch, Grow.
Okay.
That was sort of like my tagline when I was starting Bloom. Yeah. And then there's the website too, which like tells you more about like my story and stuff like that too. But I would say most of my clients end up connecting with me. I think Instagram's kind of more the bigger thing right now, I feel like, for most of like around our generation and younger. Yeah. So I feel like that's just a really great tool. Yeah. I'm starting to be more brave with videos and posting videos too now. And
yeah, people love that. They love the media, right? The content.
I'm big on writing. I have a blog. I love writing. My posts are always heartfelt and written by me. And but I there was something about like getting my energy across though too. Because sometimes the written word can be misinterpreted. So it's nice to actually talk to somebody and be like, okay, well, no, this was my intent behind it, and this is my energy. You know, which I hope is sort of warm and inviting, and you know. Absolutely. I know I can be a lot sometimes, but
so if someone wants to jump in or, and you know, join the weekly classes, is it weekly classes you said you have, or is it a membership? How does that work? Like,
right now, so what I was doing, because honestly, none of us knew how long this would go on. I was just week to week kind of creating programs. And so I would say I'm doing once a week right now, just because summer's slower, which rightfully so. I mean, get up and enjoy the world, right? But once it comes to fall, I'm probably going to be doing like a 4-week program or an 8-week program and break it off into chunks. But most of that I just advertise basically on Facebook or Instagram. And then people just register through me, and then I send them the link to click and join, and that's it.
That's awesome. So it's pretty simple, right?
Yeah, for sure. And then it depends. Like Reiki works a little bit differently. A lot of people will private message me, and then we just book that at a mutually convenient time. Okay. Most of what I do is I send now clients meditations to do while they're relaxing. I work from here in this space, and then we chat afterwards. Okay. So whether we connect on Zoom or FaceTime or even the telephone, we talk about your session after the fact. Just because I find I've tried to do Reiki sessions via Zoom, and I found it really hard for the client to actually truly relax because they kept kind of opening their eye and
look at the camera probably. Oh, I think you just muted maybe for a second. Are you there? Oh. Are you still there?
I am. Okay, sorry. All of a sudden I got a warning.
That's good. but yeah, like you were saying, the sessions, right?
Yeah, so the sessions will... this actual weekly sessions will come up in the fall. But right now it's just a week to week, and I'm just doing various classes. So
Well, thank you so much, Jen, for sharing with me and with my listeners and my viewers. I'll be sure to make sure we put all your information in the show notes and everything, and then we can check out your website. Any last words for my listeners, for the viewers, anything you can share with them?
Honestly,
anything
right now
from energy healing itself, you know, anything. Sure, yeah.
For me, it's like right now, I hope that people are taking really good care of themselves. That's like I can't stress that enough. And for me, that's walking barefoot in Mama Nature and gardening and connecting to myself and, you know, just taking time to actually rest and breathe and the breath is so powerful, right? So in and of itself. Awesome. And just do the things that you love and be so kind to yourself. That's
awesome. Yeah. That's amazing, Jen. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing with all my listeners and all our viewers. And have a great night. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey folks, this episode and every episode of Fatso Radio Podcast is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. That's right, Volpe Martial Arts is the newest, hottest Kung Fu and Hapkido martial arts school in the KW region. That's right, Kitchener and Waterloo. It is located at 335 Gage Avenue, Unit 3 in Kitchener. Give them a shout, 226-647-5009, or of course, visit them at their website, volpemartialarts.com. They have an awesome 2-week trial going on for free. Check out the classes. It's an amazing fusion between Kung Fu and Hapkido. provided by none other than my brother, Sifu Adam Volpe. Check him out, check out the website, give them a shout, swing by and check out their amazing facility, VolpeMartialArts.com. Let's say bye to everybody.
Bye.
And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.